Proclamation number 6099 of 5th of November, 1954. Connection with the spiritual realm. Overcoming. If you have succeeded in turning your back on the world and striving towards the spiritual kingdom, you will hardly have to fear a relapse, for your serious will is recognizable and therefore spiritual help can be granted to you, which is stronger than the adversary's attempts to pull you back into his realm. There is only one danger for you humans, and that is the world. Earthly pleasures and temptations which want to numb your soul so that it should have no desire whatsoever for the spiritual world. If this danger is seriously countered by turning away from the world, by turning towards God and His kingdom, then the soul will already have won and God's adversary will have lost his influence, who only ever tries to influence the human being through the material world. You all certainly live in this earthly world. Your physical needs are always of an earthly nature and you cannot completely free yourselves from them because your desire is physically conditioned. Yet there is a difference whether your soul only desires earthly well-being or whether it only grants the body the bare necessities and its desire is more spiritually directed. For the material world was given to the human being to overcome, thus he should only fulfill the body's desire as far as it is necessary for its preservation, yet never forget the soul's needs, which are of a spiritual nature and can only be satisfied in the spiritual realm. Thus the human being should strive for this as the most important thing, and he should consider it his earthly task to make the spiritual kingdom accessible to the soul. But this can only ever happen if the earthly world is only respected as far as it is absolutely necessary. Earth is connected to the spiritual kingdom by countless threads, and wherever a person takes hold of such a thread, the connection with the spiritual kingdom is also established, and its inhabitants help the human being so that he can ascend rung by rung and is finally so firmly anchored in this kingdom that he hardly respects the earthly world anymore. The separation, however, must be accomplished on the part of the human being, and that in complete free will. The human being must have recognized the earthly world as worthless for the soul, and he must seek to turn right values towards the soul, which he can only ever find in the spiritual kingdom, which is why his striving is only spiritual once he has overcome matter, the earthly world with its temptations. Until you humans give up this world, the spiritual kingdom can never be opened to you, yet in order to be able to overcome the world you must appeal to God for strength and thereby testify to Him of your will, which wants to turn to Him. And the strength will come to you, for it is the earnest will towards God which is now reciprocated by the beings of light on God's behalf with obvious help. For they are now more entitled than God's adversary, and they truly make use of their right and help the human being to reach his aim. Amen.